Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. Well, there goes another fun and exciting weekend under my belt with my friends. Saturday night, we participated in a fundraising trivia night at the church to raise money for the school. I have to admit, we're a group of trivia buffs who enjoy debating the most useless information, although it didn't reveal itself on Saturday night. We didn't do that bad, but certainly not as well as we thought we would, or could. All those late-night conversations, from how to make focaccia to satellite imagery, didn't serve us one bit. Which reminds me of July 2006, when me and a few friends, Steve, his wife Cherie, Christine, and myself went on a road trip to Cherokee, North Carolina, where my family lives. We Googled on my BlackBerry the entire way, discussing and debating everything from bird calls to how torsion works on a bridge. Folks, I'm not kidding. We'll talk about anything. So on the way back, Steve and I began forcefully locking horns, and then Christine chimed in with, well, let's talk about shifting tectonic plates, and what's up with that? And the next thing you know, we were down in the Earth's crust fascinating ourselves with tectonic plates. There's about 20 friends total in this wacky group that I hang out with who aren't afraid to confront each other, debate a topic, or call each other in a time of need. There's no fear that who we are won't be accepted by another, and there's no chatter behind another friend's back. If we get heated, the evening still ends with a hug and see you Friday night. The best part of this group of friends is there is very little, if any, emotional drama, and I think that's what keeps us so tight. Yesterday I was talking with one of my oldest and dearest friends, who I call H, but her name's Henrietta. She lives in L.A. After we hung up the phone, I realized the same thing applied to this relationship. Very little, if any, emotional drama. That's just not the kind of stuff we dig on feeding ourselves, much less each other. Chatting with H about life experiences is a fascinating adventure and has never been a soap opera. I sat there thinking about all of my friends across the country, including another one of my oldest and dearest friends, Renee, in San Diego. Again, the same thing applies. There is very little, if any, emotional drama in this relationship either. The conversation is always deep, fascinating, and questioning as to why we do or choose what we do. It's always a spiritual mind trip. The only problem that I have with Renee is that when I'm with her, I spend entirely too much money. It appears that I have surrounded myself with friends who enjoy posing and delving into life questions rather than dumping recurring emotional baggage on their friends. We want to know why we do the things that we do and how can we upgrade through the lesson. Certainly, we've gone through some tough times together, but I can honestly say we have never been an emotional dumping ground for each other. If we were, it probably lasted only a few minutes until we stepped into the, well, let's fix this stage. Folks, I have said it before and I'll say it again, birds of a feather flock together. Everyone on our path is a reflection of who we are. It's just like looking into a mirror. Yeah, sometimes the reflection hurts, and it isn't as pretty as we would like. If we want to know who we are, all we have to do is look at our friends. Step back and take a note of who you have chosen to couple up with romantically, socially, and professionally. You cannot deny this is your choice. If you want to know who you are and the path that you are currently on, take a look at all your relationships for an inside and realistic look at yourself. Now, get out there, go play yourself up, and practice being you. In Cherokee, we say, until we meet again, Deneda gohaya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.